My name's Alice Watkins. I go to Cardiff University doing business management.
And so I didn't catch your name either. What was it?
Oh, Kylie from Swansea, classical civilization.
And what are you doing today?
We're taking part in a competition that's been raising funds for the Joshua Foundation.
What exactly are you doing in that competition?
Okay, well, basically, it's a bit of a beauty pageant, but it's more fun than that. We have three rounds, little black dress, swimwear and evening wear, and we just having fun, really, having a free lunch and just meeting and getting along with each other.
This is what empowerment looks like. That's not what empowerment.
My name's Mikaela Neils. I'm a sabbatical officer at the Students' Union.
Okay, and why are you protesting here tonight?
I'm protesting here because this is an event that objectifies women. There has been research quite recently that came out last week about how objectification of women can be linked to violence against women. It's a really serious issue. We shouldn't take it so lightly. It's not just a bit of fun.
I'm Edmund Schlussel. I'm the treasurer from Cardiff University Socialist Students, and I'm also the mature students officer at Cardiff University Students Union. This group is holding a beauty pageant in here, and as beauty pageants go, it's one of the worst ones out there. They're not even making a token effort to pretend they're interested in women's intelligence or anything like that. They're just having them parade around in bikinis and, what was it, little black dresses, telling women that unless they fit a certain image, a certain body type, a certain unattainable body type, they're just not good enough to be full citizens of society. But if they spend all their energy and all their money attaining that body type, they're somehow becoming the best women could meet. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Sarah Cornelius Price.
And what's your role today?
I'm the chief executive of the Joshua Foundation and Joshua's mother.
And why exactly did you decide to hold a beauty pageant?
We decided because we've got a past history working with Miss Wales and the Miss Universe GB competition, and we've raised nearly £300,000 for children with terminal cancer through those competitions. So we made the decision to look at starting our own, and that is why we're here today for Miss University GB.
How do you feel about the fact that there are going to be protesters coming along to the beauty pageant?
I'm a great believer that everyone's got a right to express their opinion. As a woman myself, I have quite negative views about the fact that somebody is trying to tell other women how to live their lives. I certainly think beauty pageants are empowering for women.
But one of the reasons the protesters are coming along tonight is that they say there's a conflict of interest between a union and a university sponsoring a beauty pageant or even promoting a beauty pageant, especially when women have been fighting to be represented mainly by their brains rather than by their looks within the academic field. What would you say to that?
My argument is that women should no more be judged purely by their brains than in previous years when they were maybe just judged on their looks. I think it should be a combination of the two. I don't think it's the wrong message to send to young girls at university that they should look good as well as be intelligent as well.
Well, we're all from university, so we're all educated young ladies, and I'm sure we'll listen to what they have to say. But we have a choice. We've decided to do this. And, you know, women have been fighting for the right to show their ankles since, you know, Victorian times and things. If we want to go on stage for a good cause, you know, we're all nervous about the bikini round, but it's nothing tacky. There's far worse things than a beauty pageant.